La hausse des températures de l'eau et les polluants comme les microplastiques et le sel de la voirie menacent la santé de la baie Georgienne. Le personnel de la Severn Sound Environmental Association, la SSEA, surveille régulièrement les lacs et les rivières et les baies autour de la ville de Midland, de Penetanguishene, des cantons de Georgian Bay, Oromilante, Severn, Springwater, Tay et Tiny. Dernièrement, ils ont commencé à remarquer certaines tendances préoccupantes et j'ai réussi à en discuter avec Aisha Chiande, scientifique de l'eau pour la SSEA. Je lui ai demandé, selon les recherches comme telles et la période de surveillance, il semble avoir une nouvelle tendance qui se dessine. Quelle est-elle?
We do a lot of different types of water quality testing. So we're looking at everything from the open waters of Severn Sound to smaller inland lakes, such as Farlane Lake up in Tiny Township, and then tributaries that flow throughout the watershed, and then also groundwater. So, you know, the water quality, specific water quality trends will vary depending on exactly where you are. But overall, you know, since a lot of this monitoring began way back in the late 60s, early 1970s, a lot of the water quality variables that we're looking at, you know, things like nutrients and algae and sediment in the water, all those kinds of things are generally improving. There are still areas where we're still seeing impacts, you know, especially changes due to climate change, you know, intense storm events and things that we're seeing coming off the landscape are still having impacts in certain areas. But I would say overall, you know, water quality has improved over the years.
Selon Mme Chiandet, eh bien, la tendance est à l'amélioration. Certains cours d'eau semblent avoir une qualité de l'eau qui s'améliore grâce au travail de groupes comme la Severn Sound Environmental Association. Par contre, il y a certains cours d'eau de la région qui semblent se détériorer plus rapidement. Il faut chercher encore plus fort à savoir d'où vient le problème comme tel. La Severn Sound Environmental Association se consacre surtout aux nutriments et aux polluants. Alors, je lui ai demandé, selon les analyses, s'il y aurait beaucoup de polluants chimiques dans les cours d'eau de la région.
So the pollutants that we test for, you know, there's a lot of different things that could be in the water, and you know, unfortunately, our sampling program is limited somewhat. So we look specifically at nutrients, so phosphorus and different forms of nitrogen. Some locations we also look at heavy metals, but things like, you know, microplastics we unfortunately don't test for, pesticides we don't have a you know, routine testing program for those either. So the things that we monitor for, you know, so I can speak to heavy metals, for example. Tend to be pretty low throughout the area. There are some small increasing trends in certain river sites, but they're all generally below, you know, provincial objectives that we compare to. In terms of those types of contaminants, you know, when we look at groundwater, there are some kind of hotspot areas, you know, specifically up in the Lafontaine area, where the nitrates are high. And so, you know, we've kind of worked with the municipality and with residents and local farmers, you know, to really get at why the nitrates are high in that area and to deal specifically with that problem.
Le travail d'analyse de la SSEA se fait plus au niveau des nutriments et des polluants, comme le phosphore, le chlorure de sodium, les métaux lourds et les microplastiques. La température de l'eau plus chaude combinée à une augmentation des nutriments tels que l'azote et le phosphore crée un environnement parfait pour les algues bleues. Les algues bleues sont toxiques pour les humains et peuvent provoquer divers symptômes lorsqu'elles sont en contact ou ingérées. Madame Chiandet nous explique exactement le niveau des algues bleues en ce moment.
They're not super common up in our area, which is good. We, you know, the last few years, we definitely have seen more observations of some of these blooms. But again, you know, it's obviously nothing like what we see in Lake Erie and some of the real problem areas. And, you know, the other consideration as far as blue-green algae, so they can produce toxic compounds that, you know, you wouldn't want in your drinking water, for example, but they don't always. So, you know, it's really important if the public notices anything in the water that they suspect might be a blue-green algae bloom, they can get in touch with us, with the health unit, and with the Ministry of Environment. There's a phone number you can call the Spills Action Center and report those blooms. And then, you know, we follow up with testing to make sure that there are no toxins present. And if there are, or if the bloom is considered to be a potential risk, then the health unit would kind of notify the public and make sure that drinking water is protected. And if it's a beach area, that, you know, people aren't going to go in and go swimming.
Bonne nouvelle, selon Mme Chiandet, eh bien, au niveau des algues bleues, notre niveau est assez modéré, assez faible, à comparer à d'autres régions de l'Ontario. Mais tout de même, elle nous invite à communiquer avec les organismes environnementaux si on remarque peut-être la formation d'algues bleues sur certains cours d'eau. Il faut aviser les gens pour qu'on puisse venir faire des études et voir à quel niveau se retrouvent les algues bleues dans notre région. Bien sûr, est-ce que les grands lacs, l'augmentation du niveau de l'eau des grands lacs peut affecter la situation comme telle, peut affecter la situation des nutriments, des polluants, tout ça? Eh bien, Mme Chiandet nous en parle justement.
Yeah, so water levels are an interesting one. You know, when we start to see increases in Great Lakes water levels, which, you know, the Lake Huron, Georgian Bay, Lake Michigan is all kind of considered one lake in terms of water level fluctuations. And so when we're seeing increases in water level, you know, that coupled with, you know, strong wind events and storms that create a lot of wave action can start to erode the shoreline in different areas. And so that can kind of contribute to deterioration of water quality, like right close to shore, because you're getting a lot of, you know, kind of sediment being suspended in the water.
Effectivement, selon Mme Chiandet, le niveau de l'eau des grands lacs, lorsqu'il augmente, eh bien, peut affecter et augmenter le niveau des sédiments dans l'eau de nos cours d'eau. Donc, il faut faire attention avec ça. Au niveau de l'eau potable, que faut-il savoir? Que faut-il rechercher pour voir si l'eau est bonne ou pas bonne? Eh bien, Mme Chiandet nous explique un peu cette situation-là.
Yeah, that's a really good question, actually. So, we definitely have been seeing an increase in sodium and chloride, you know, both in the open waters in Severn Sound and in some of our wells that we monitor, and then also river sites as well. And so, in terms of drinking water, it's more the sodium that becomes the issue. So, chloride, you know, you would notice if it's really extremely high concentrations, you would notice a taste in the water, like kind of a salty taste. But the chloride itself is not necessarily harmful, whereas sodium, you know, if you imagine someone who might have hypertension or, you know, any kind of health issues where they need to be on a low sodium diet, if they're drinking water that's really high in sodium, you know, that's sort of a source in their diet that they may not have considered. So when the concentration gets to be above a certain level, 20 milligrams per liter, then in a drinking water source, then the health unit has to be notified, and you know, local doctors would sort of be made aware of that so that they can inform their patients.
Au niveau de l'eau potable, eh bien, c'est le sodium qu'il faut surveiller. Bien sûr, le chlorure va modifier le goût de l'eau, va nous donner une eau plus salée, plus dure, mais le sodium peut être dangereux au niveau de la santé si on a des problèmes de tension artérielle ou quoi que ce soit. Il faut aviser les gens, il faut faire en sorte là, qu'on avise les organismes environnementaux et médicaux pour faire en sorte que l'eau soit vérifiée constamment et faire sûr que le sodium se retrouve en deçà de 20 mg de sodium par litre d'eau. Si vous voulez avoir d'autres réponses à vos questions, si vous voulez devenir bénévole pour le service environnemental, eh bien, voici comment communiquer avec la Severn Sound Environmental Association.
So, at severnsound.ca, you can go to find out more about our monitoring programs and also some of our stewardship programs. So, we do tree planting in the spring, for example. different tree planting programs. We have citizen science programs as well. So if people are interested in helping us monitor around the Severn Sound area, you know, we're happy to have people submit observations, and there's different programs for that. So yeah, you can go on our website. We also are on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and we have a YouTube channel. So lots of ways to find out more and to get in touch.